Here's a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday. The man accused of stealing money from the Iowa State Bank in Lamar's last December has now been sentenced to 12 years in prison. Philip White, who pleaded guilty in June to two federal charges involving robbing the bank, had both of his sentences to be served concurrently. White was ordered to pay restitution costs of more than $16,000 to the Iowa State Bank and more than $5,000 to the U-Haul company. Law enforcement officials were able to apprehend White and his accomplice, Karen Merrick, just a short time after the robbery. The pair used a U-Haul truck as their getaway vehicle. Merrick has also pleaded guilty to being an accomplice of that bank robbery. She will be sentenced at a later date. Governor Kim Reynolds has appealed to the Iowa Supreme Court a jury verdict that concluded that former Governor Terry Branstad discriminated against a former state commissioner because the official was gay. A jury in the July awarded former Iowa Workers' Compensation Commissioner Chris Godfrey $1.5 million, finding that he was the victim of discrimination and retaliation when Branstad tried to force him to quit in 2011 and then cut his pay. Jurors found against Branstad, one of his staff members, and the state. Reynolds spokesman Pat Garrett said Friday that Reynolds made the decision after consulting with attorneys. Branstad attorneys have argued that the verdicts were not supported by substantial evidence in conflict with state law. Reynolds says that she believes that the additional legal costs will be minimal and winning the appeal would save taxpayers millions of dollars. Godfrey's attorney, Roxanne Conlon, says appealing is deeply dumb because the best outcome for the state is that the Supreme Court orders a new trial. The Iowa Supreme Court has ruled that the state's 2017 Stand Your Ground law does not apply to defendants engaged in criminal activity prior to using deadly force. Friday's ruling reverses an Iowa Court of Appeals order in May issuing a new trial to Miguel Angel Lorenzo Balazar of Des Moines. He is serving life in prison for the July 2017 shooting death of Jeffrey Mercado. Balazar maintains that he feared Mercado had a weapon. The Court of Appeals said that Balazar's trial court issued faulty jury instructions that did not abide by Iowa's new Stand Your Ground law. The Supreme Court noted that the new law says that there's no duty to retreat when a person isn't engaged in illegal activity, therefore implying those engaged in illegal activity must retreat. Balazar was illegally carrying a gun without a license. Former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack plans to publicly endorse former Vice President Joe Biden for president today. Two people close to the Biden campaign told the Associated Press on Friday that the former two-term governor, who served with Biden in the Obama administration as U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, and his wife Christy Vilsack, plan to appear with Biden and his wife Jill at a rally in Des Moines. The two people spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to discuss the plans publicly. Vilsack has been a longtime friend of Biden's, supporting him during Biden's first exploration of a presidential campaign in 1987. The news comes as support for Biden in Iowa polls has slipped behind that of Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg. State Agriculture Secretary Mike Negg says that the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has now announced an alternative dispute resolution process with propane distributors. Negg says that that could help ease the shipping issues created by the late harvest and cold weather.
They will start a dispute resolution next week, which gets the shippers and the pipelines together. And we, again, hope that that will yield some increased supply as we head into next week and into the following week.
Negg says that the late October, the demand for propane in Iowa was three times higher than it normally is, and the demand hasn't eased up very much.
Anything that we can do to put more propane in these pipelines will absolutely help resolve that. So we're very hopeful. It won't be an immediate solution, but we're headed in the right direction, and we appreciate the work that the governor and our senators and certainly that FERC have been doing to try to bring some resolution to this.
The nationwide supply of propane has been good, but Negg and others say that the issue has been getting enough shipped to Iowa as the demand dramatically had increased. The president of the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation, Craig Hill, says voting delegates and members of the Iowa Farm Bureau will gather in Des Moines December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th for the organization's 101st annual convention.
Chris Norton will be our keynote speaker, and Chris suffered a spinal injury, severation of his spinal cord in a football game in Luther College, and he was given a 3% chance to walk again, and he's walking today. And we want to celebrate his success and hear from him on how to never give up, how to keep striving for positive outcomes and keep your confidence up, and he's done that. But we have a lot of farmers across this state that are still working hard to get the crop harvested, getting their manure injected into the ground, fertilization, and all those things. So we hope everybody's done and ready to go on the 3rd of December to Des Moines for this meeting.
Hill was in Northwest Iowa recently attending an awards ceremony for a Woodbury County farmer. He says farmers are wondering, when will Congress pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement? He says that topic is sure to be discussed during the upcoming convention. Hill says upon passage of the trade agreement, farmers' income will immediately improve.
You're exactly right. It was prepared for Congress on July 9th. It was laid out that Speaker Pelosi could put it on the table for a vote at any time. She's failed to do that. And it's been a point of frustration for, I think, everyone in America, in that it means jobs. It means opportunity to trade with our closest relationships in Mexico and Canada. We need to get this on the table and voted. I believe the votes are there. We've heard from a lot of congressional representatives that they're going to vote positive for this. It's something that's needed. It's improved from NAFTA, and everybody wins with this agreement. So we need to get a vote. It seems as Congress is a little bit paralyzed today, can't get things done, and we need to move forward and get something before the end of the year. We know that next year is going to be a difficult, more difficult time because of the election.
County Farm Bureau organizations are busy writing resolutions on issues that they want to address at the state convention, as well as with the state legislators at the start of the next General Assembly. Hill says one topic that is sure to emerge from the membership is the state's handling of mental health.
But going forward, there is something that's been needed to be done for some time, and that is to take a look at mental health care funding and how that's funded. We have a lot of issues around mental health today and need to be cared for and needs to be properly funded. And some of that proper funding is when we look at equity, look at what's most appropriate. And that needn't come from property tax. It needs to come from a tax that maybe is more of a people kind of a tax situation rather than a property tax situation. So that's one of our goals going forward this year, and we're going to be talking with legislators about that.
The Farm Bureau president says water quality will continue to be a topic of interest for farmers and landowners, as well as with legislators and environmentalists. However, he says that the wet weather and flooding have made it difficult to implement many conservation methods that would help improve our water quality. That is a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday. For additional news stories, turn to our website, www.klem1410.com.